Here's a report written by Estelle Brown about Incredible Edible. And it's headed Not a Gentle Start to the New Year. Usually we start the new year quietly planning what we will grow and getting ready for the season. But this year the weather changed all that with one day of incredible devastation. We just had to help any way we could. Working with amazing volunteers and community groups, we got stuck in cleaning, cooking, making brews, running a laundry service, and just helping where folk could use us. When we saw the terrible damage the floods had caused to the canal, something had to be done, and we wanted to help. Working with the Canal and Rivers Trust was the obvious answer, and we offered to provide brews and support and sturdy volunteers wherever we could. We helped at Woodhouse in Todmorden, community allotments that took a massive torrent of water when the canal and river became one, wreaking havoc. Then, working really closely with Canal and Rivers Trust, we helped on Todd Town Centre stretch of canal that was closed because of a sinkhole, broken horse tunnel path and mud holes. With brews, free bacon butties from Nick the Butcher and hot meat pies made and donated by Tony from Ham Corner, vegan soup, hot chocolate and Helena's lemon drizzle cake, we managed to keep everyone fed and watered. We learned to drive a motor dumper barrow and how to use lime mortar to cement broken stone sets back into place. All useful skills. After 2 days of solid work clearing mud and filling holes in freezing temperatures, while the cut started to ice over, the town centre stretch was ready and safe, so we cut the ribbon and declared the towpath open. It's great to work with other groups to make things happen, all just getting on and doing what's needed. We're determined to create an even better green route along the canal and into town this year to help bring more visitors here to shop and eat and spend money with businesses that have suffered from the flood both directly and indirectly. We can all see the shops or cafes that have been hit and had to close, but we don't see the supply chain of small producers and farmers who are equally badly hit while the businesses they sell to are closed. Like an iceberg, a lot of the danger is out of sight, but we won't let it be out of mind. Todd is a tenacious town with an uncrushable community spirit, and will bounce back stronger and brighter than ever, and Incredible Edible Todmorden community team will help every way we can.